Highs and Smiles since 2004. It's the Sweet Granada, 803 Commercial in downtown Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local 828, 48 degrees. Good morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by longvineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News time is 8:30, Newsmaker 2 time here this Monday morning. We're pleased to have with us Victoria Partridge of the Street Cats Club joining us, talking a little bit about what happened last year for the club, talk a little bit about what's coming up here, very shortly for the yes. club as well. Victoria, good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday.
How are things going today?
Excellent, excellent. I'm really excited to sit down and talk with you, especially about all the things we did last year and what we've got going on this year.
Let's talk last year,
yeah.
because I think Street Cats Club, it's relatively new to
yeah.
the community, but you guys have done a lot of good work here for the cat population, and you guys were really busy last year.
Yeah, yeah. So Street Cats Club started in July of 2019 and just slowly kept growing in regards to the work that we could do and the volunteers that we had. And just so that anybody who may be listening doesn't know the work that we do three main things. So we have a program called TNR, which stands for Trap, Neuter, Return, where we go out into the community and we humanely trap and spay or neuter stray cats and then return them back to where we found them to help control the population and help, you know, reduce the growth of it. We provide support for cat colony caregivers by providing winter shelters and dry food and then minor medical care. And then we also have a foster program where we provide foster care for sick, injured, and orphaned stray cats. So that's what the three things that we mainly do. Last year was a game changer because we got partnered up with the K-State Veterinary Medical Shelter Program, and that allowed us to really amplify the TNR work that we're doing. And so just a little small example of that is that in 2021, we had done 17 cats. We got 17 cats TNR'd in 2021 because we were just on our own with no partner, and we had fostered 75, but we really wanted to see those numbers flip. We wanted the program to be heavier on the preventative side, the
sure.
TNR side. So in 2022, when we got that partnership with K-State, we finally saw those numbers flip. And so we were able to TNR 202 cats versus the 17 the year before. And our foster program, it did indeed grow as well, but it was 197 cats went through our foster program. So we were really happy that even though we did see huge growth on both sides, we still saw that flip where we were doing more on the preventative side than on the fostering side.
There are a lot of branches
oh,
on
yeah.
the Street Cat Club tree, obviously.
yeah.
A lot of cats on the tree, too.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up. I mean, the services you provide, how many cats are out there? My goodness.
It's a ton.
So tough for you to tell. I mean, exactly. But obviously,
yeah.
we do have a cat problem, correct?
We do. We do. So we provide services in Lyon County, and there are tens of thousands of stray cats out there. You know, even with the hundreds of cats that we are sterilizing every single year, it's still going to take a while before we start seeing a drop in that population. But, you know, we're going to keep on trying. We're going to keep on growing. We're already on track this year to do more than we did last year. Yeah, I know. Chuck just looked at me like, whoa. yeah. But it's really exciting. And along with all those branches, we have a lot of people helping us out. So I'm really grateful for that.
Well, yeah, you have a lot of fostering going on. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are in play
mm-hmm.
with the program. And we wanted to get into funding, too, because obviously that's is going to be, you know, something you have to rely
mm-hmm.
on and something that you've done a good job of increasing over the years. Mm-hmm. You are moving forward and positively on that front, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So last year, in addition, you know, whenever you see more cats go through a program, and when you see a nonprofit do more work, that means they're spending more money as well. And so with our partnership with K-State, that allows us to help more cats for lower costs, but we still saw so many cats go through our foster program. And like I mentioned before, our foster program is only for sick, injured, and orphan cats. So that equaled us having a larger vet bill. And when 2022 wrapped up, we had spent over $21,000 at our local vets. So, yeah, wow. Funding is a big deal.
With that in mind, you're launching something here, I guess, as we speak now to help at least with early stages here at 23 efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, you can go on to our socials and you can see that we have just launched a 50-50 for the kitties. And so this is going to take place from today until February 25th, and it's going to be a 50-50 jackpot. And for those of you who don't know what this is, for every ticket that you purchase, that money goes into the jackpot, and whoever wins the jackpot, they get half of it, and then we get half of it. So it's a really exciting way for people to win actual cash and for us, the nonprofit, to receive cash with, you know, a little bit of a lower effort than some other fundraisers that are put on. And I'm excited. We've never done a 50-50 before, so.
So it's on now?
It's on right now. Today? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Go buy a ticket. Go buy a bunch of tickets.
So what do the tickets cost?
So there are bundles. They're $10 for one, but then the more that you buy, or I'm sorry, I think it's $10 for, yeah, it's $10 for one, sorry. And then the more that you buy, the lower it is per ticket. So, yeah.
And you know what's great about 50-50s?
What?
You know what's really great about 50-50s?
What?
More often than not, the winner of a 50-50 raffle, because they're participating to raise money for a good cause, gives their money to the...
They do flip it back in a lot of cases.
That's what happens a lot. Not saying that it will.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be super cool. But honestly, like, if somebody participates and they are somebody who really needs that money, I'm happy to share that money with them as well and just grateful for their participation.
But how'd the idea come up? Let me ask you that.
I saw other people doing it. Not going to lie. I mean, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, right?
It really is. A lot of them go on, and they're all successful, too.
Yeah, yeah. But we do have a lot of fundraisers that we're planning on doing this year. We're going to do our annual auction again in the summer. So some new things later on that are still in the works that I can't talk about. But you should see a lot of activity coming out from the Street Cats Club, not just on the TNR and the fostering side, but also on the fundraising side.
You were recently at the Emporia Community Foundation, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about that.
So the Emporia Community Foundation, we got to hang out with them twice recently. So once we got to participate in Match Day in 2022. Yeah. That was our first time participating with them. And then we also received a secondary grant from them just a week or two ago for $5,000 to go towards our medical care cost. And like I mentioned earlier, we spent $21,000 last year, and we're on par to spend more than that at the vets this year. So that $5,000 is really helpful.
When it comes to the cats, give us a little bit of a sense of what type of condition they can be in.
When you
catch them, you know, mm-hmm. regardless of whether they say trap and release mm-hmm. after mm-hmm. the neuter or whether they need more significant care.
Yeah. So most of the cats that go in through our TNR program are what we would consider stray to feral. And feral means that they're super antisocial. They're scared of humans. And so we're pretty hands-off on them. We just try to keep them as little as possible time frame-wise and just keep them as calm as possible and in and out of the TNR program. But if we notice that any of them are sick, injured, or orphaned, and I'll go into that here in a little bit, then they go into the foster program. And that is a whole range of things. So we see, like in 2022, we took in a lot of orphan cats. So that's cats under the ages of 8 weeks old that are unable to survive on their own. We take in cats that need surgeries. I've got a cat at my house right now who needs bilateral enucleation, which means he needs both of his eyes removed because they have ruptured. I have a cat at my house who just had a hip surgery because he had necrosis of his hip bone, which meant that his hip bone was dying. We've had cats that needed amputations because they had major bone breaks with bones sticking out of their skin. We brought in a cat late last night to East. They did an after-hours visit with Dr. Stan Perry because he had an extreme prolapsed rectum. So, yeah, a lot of illnesses. We see a lot of major URIs with an upper respiratory infection, which can really mess them up, especially if they're young. So, whole mess of things.
I guess.
Wow.
So where are most of these cats found and by whom?
They're found by community members and just throughout Lyon County, although we do see a lot of them found in the mobile home parks because that is where the concentration of stray cats are in mobile home parks. So a lot of them come out of mobile home parks.
Wow. Yeah. What looping back to the 50-50 raffle, what's your, I guess, immediate needs are you going to hit with that, or is that going to be spread across the operation?
Well, so since it's cash and it's unrestricted funds, which is our favorite type of funds, we're just going to put them into our account, and then we will use them as needed. But, I mean, honestly, the number one thing that we need funds for is for medical, which I know I've said a couple of times, sure. But that is our number one. So we are a volunteer-ran organization, and we do not have a physical location yet. That's a dream, but
that's something you really like to have, though.
Honestly, it's almost becoming a necessity. So if anybody out there has the interest in talking to us about a building, please contact me, because I would love to talk to you. Medical right now, just to help maintain that we can just keep saying yes to cats who need us. And then we also work on, getting more traps. We're working on buying a van so that we can transport animals, like all of these things. But medical is number one.
Gotcha. How many volunteers do you have right now? And anybody need any special training to be a volunteer?
Yeah, great questions. So I'm really proud of the fact that we have what I consider a pretty large volunteer base, especially considering that we're still a young nonprofit. We have about 30 foster homes and about a dozen TNR volunteers, the trap, neuter, return volunteers. All of our foster homes do go through a foster home orientation, and then depending on what types of cats they are going to be working with, they may get additional training if they need to be taught how to give subcutaneous fluids or take a temperature of a cat. And then people who work in the TNR field for us, if they're actually going to be physically trapping cats, then they have to go through a trapping certification through the Community Cats podcast. And we're always taking volunteers for either one. If anybody's interested, you just go onto our website, streetcatsclub.org, or find us on Facebook or Instagram, message us, and we'll get you hooked up with any way that you want to connect with us.
Okay. On average, how long does a cat stay with one of your volunteers?
That's a good question.
Foster?
I should have asked Will. He's our foster coordinator. I know that it went down from 2021, and so in 2022, it was less than 85 days.
Okay.
We do have some cats that are long-term residents. They're usually our bonded pairs that are older and maybe have some medical, because it's just harder to get people that are interested in adopting two cats that are adults that maybe have a medical thing, versus our kittens who go really, really fast.
Okay. So people are interested in adopting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How do they go through that process?
Great question. Thank you. So, yeah, we have a lot of really great cats available for adoption. And again, if you go to our website, streetcatsclub.org, you can go under adoptable cats and check out who we have. We're also on Pet Finder.
Okay.
You fill out an adoption application and we connect with you. We also have some cats out at PetSense. So you can go out there
That's
and visit
right.
cats. Yeah, right now. Yeah. Yeah, that was thanks to Lola Walker. She partnered with us. She owns Pearl Lot Kitty Rescue, and she's sharing a couple of her spaces out at PetSense with us. So we love you, Lola.
Real quickly, talk about some of those partnerships that you have with other, animal related groups here, just to make things a little smoother for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. So we're really proud to partner with everybody here in town. Like all the other local animal rescues, we partner with the shelter. So for example, whenever we do TNR twice a month, the shelter lets us borrow their space so that we can have the K-State Veterinary Unit come down and share the points that are available. So the time that they have available for the students to do spay and neuter. And then we partner with Pearl Lot Kitty Rescue and Forever Home Pets and Buffy in regards to, cats that come in and who has resources, especially during the summer when we all get really, really busy.
Right.
We really do a lot of talking. We do that with the shelter as well. If we have a cat that's called into us that doesn't qualify for our foster services, that's when we reach out to those other groups to see, can they qualify for you, and vice versa. If somebody in another rescue gets called about a stray cat that just needs to be fixed and tipped, then they can contact us and we'll go out and TNR them. And then even a dog rescue here in town, Cocker Spaniel Rocky Mountain Rescue, I'm sorry, Michelle Cooper, if I butchered the name of your rescue, we partner with them in regards to the food program that we're trying to get back up and going. So really just everybody, yeah.
Okay. Remind folks how they can help. Well, first off, let's remind folks about the volunteer need, and then we'll loop back into the big fundraiser, which officially launched here 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. And then also, I don't want to forget the Buck Fund, because we also love the Buck Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the Buck Fund. Low-cost spay and neuter your pets. Okay, so volunteer need. If you guys are interested in volunteering with us, we have volunteers for either hands-on or hands-off cat stuff. You know, you can volunteer for taking cats into your home to foster. You can volunteer to help us trap cats. You can volunteer to help us clean the traps after we've trapped the cats and do laundry. Just really a whole variety of things. And if time isn't something you have, but you have money that you'd like to give us, man, financially, we are really good with your money. We make every dollar go as far as possible. And you can learn everything else about us over at streetcatsclub.org. Or, you know, we can sit down and have coffee. No shortage of things that I can talk about whenever it comes to cats and the Street Cats Club.
Nice. Okay. And then the big fundraiser.
Yep.
50-50
for the kitties. So launched today. Going to be going on until February 25th. The winner will be announced on February 26th. And they get 50% of the jackpot in cash. So all the rules are on our socials. You'll see the link to the buy the tickets, $10 or $10 a piece, which more you buy, the more tickets you get for less money. And, yeah, that's it for right now, I believe.
At least for now.
Oh, for now, yeah. Yeah, I'll be talking to you again next month, I think.
Please do. Sounds good. Victoria, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck on everything.
Thank you.
Victoria Partridge with the Street Cats Club as our Newsmaker 2 segment wraps up. It's 8:45.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longbineauto.com. Good morning. It's 8:44.
Lyon County Spelling Bee is Tuesday, February 7th at the Emporia Humanitarian Center. Students from every Lyon County School District will be competing to advance to the State Spelling Bee. The following supporters wish every student participating the best of luck. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to everyone participating in this year's Lyon County.